My name is Lillian Howard. I'm a orchard from the New Chalmers, West Coast of Africa Island. I also have Tlingit ancestry and Kwakwaka ancestry through my grandfathers. So very diverse in my family. And I'm a mother of two daughters, two granddaughters, and a great-granddaughter. Lots of females. And I've got a master's in environmental education and communications. I've been involved in Aboriginal politics since my early 20s. I'm 62 now. So I've always either worked, gone to school, been involved in politics. And in 2000, I was in high school. I did 4 years of undergraduate studies, and I went back and got my master's. So I've got a master's degree in environment education and communications, which I received in 2007. And as a woman, it's been challenging for me to work in a male dominant environment in the political world, and in a social movement and the environmental movement as well. It's a very male-dominant organizational structures, I think, here in Canada. So it's been very challenging, and in terms of decolonization, I think it's really important for women in the Indigenous communities to take their place in their respective societies. To start teaching comfortably and confidently our teachings, our values, our relationship to the lands, to Mother Earth, because there's that spiritual connection as Indigenous peoples. We do share with Indigenous peoples around the world, and that there's a responsibility, a deep sense of responsibility that we feel that we have in protecting Mother Earth and the lands and resources, such as the waters and trees, which provide life to us through the foods that we get from the land. And sadly, through the residential school system, which I'm also a product of, we lost a lot of parental skills. We have family structures kind of destroyed. The cultural component of societies was basically almost wiped out. Fortunately, it wasn't. And of course, the teachings were certainly watered down by a lot of the Western thought, Western value. Certainly, the patriarch system completely became dominant in most Aboriginal cultures, you know, which is what we're dealing with right now. We continue, and it's sad but true that we do have a lot of lateral violence in our communities, a lot of violence against women against women in our communities. People in the villages, on the reserves, and in the cities. So it's an ongoing issue that as Aboriginal people, we need to deal with that. As Aboriginal women, we need to say, this is the truth, this is the reality. Violence has to stop, it's not acceptable. Violence against women, men, children, it's not acceptable.